I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report. Part of the beauty of a New England vacation is the opportunity to explore some rustic country roads. Jonathan Lowe and his website, visitnewengland.com, has some ideas for your touring pleasure.
New England has beautiful drives throughout, whether it's close to New York and Fairfield County, Connecticut, all the way up to northern Maine. Our best advice is once you get to your destination, whether it's a place like Stowe, Vermont, or a B&B in Connecticut, is just sort of head out on your own. You'll find that you make a twist and a turn, and you find very nice roads, and you always get back to civilization, unless you're way up in Maine. But don't be afraid to just explore on your own. Some notable roads that we enjoy, one is that is near where we are, is approaching Newport on Route 138 in Rhode Island, where you cross two beautiful bridges across Narragansett Bay. It's a great way to enter the city by the sea. Other great drives we'd like are Route 9 and Route 100 in Vermont. Route 100 goes up the spine of the Green Mountains. Route 9 goes from Brattleboro to Bennington. The Kankamangas Highway in the White Mountains is famous for its vistas, and that's one not to be missed if you're heading that direction. And we also like, not rustic, but 91, the interstate that goes up in Vermont along the Connecticut River, can also be quite spectacular. Our advice, again, is get out, clean your windshield, and enjoy the scenes that come around every turn when you're coming through New England.
The website, again, is www.visitnewengland.com. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual Better Road, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Better Road, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel World.
This is the Travel World Report. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
Today we're talking about Maria Miles.
What a lovely lady, and she lives, breathes, eats, sleeps the entire north of Boston area.
One of the nice things about Maria is Maria takes Salisbury into her heart and soul, and she's done such a good job that Paul Cellucci, in his last act of governor, renamed the Massachusetts Welcome Center on the 95 the Maria Miles Welcome Center.
So if you've ever traveled down Interstate 95 and wondered who Maria Miles was, well, now you know, the president of the Salisbury Chamber of Commerce and the lady who responsible for getting the word out on the entire north of Boston area.
Well, especially Maria, one of the other things is she gets things done in the area. Restoration of churches, buildings, really lending a very classy appearance to it. She's responsible for clearing up the beach area. Salisbury Beach, Mass. Is one of the most beautiful beaches I've been to in New England, largely because of Maria.
And when you go to the beach, you're more than happy to be just 2 feet away from the beach, it seems. You park for a reasonable fee, and on the beach you go, which we've been to so many beach destinations in Florida and the Carolinas, and you've got to walk miles and miles from your car,
that
try to charge you an arm and a leg for the cost of the parking. Go to Salisbury, it's the way things were in the 50s.
And that's because of what Maria does. We're talking about the very best of the 50s. It's truly a fun place to go, and it's inexpensive. $3 gives you a full day parking, and you're like 2 feet from the beach.
Walking around Salisbury Beach, you're also struck by the security presence. This day and age when people are worried about their safety, you can't ask for a friendlier and more helpful police force
than the Salisbury Police Force. Thank you, Maria Miles. That's another Travel World Report with Willem Backus.
And Stephen Pickford.
Join us again. This has been a NASCAR marketing production.